This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. The verses that we have today just clarify the situation that we are facing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked believers to prepare themselves. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ. Prepare yourself against the enemies of Islam as much as you can. There is no a certain limit that Allah requested from us, which is out of His mercy. Whatever you will be able to do to be ready to defend Allah's religion and to defend Allah's servant, do. That's it. And Allah knows about our ability. وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ. Prepare for them whatever you will be able from power. It could be physical power, could be wealth, could be knowledge, could be wisdom, could be authority. Whatever we are able to do, just do. But when we go quickly, just to understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in order, these verses. When we go down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a certain number. For example, it's not exact number we have when we fight against the enemies of Islam, we have to have the certain number. No, it's only as an example from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حرض المؤمنين على القتال. Encourage believers to fight, to defend themselves and to defend the religion. إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنَ. If we have 20 fighters or 20 true believers, patient, they will be able to defeat how much? How many? 20 صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنَ. And Allah repeat it again in different format. وَإِنْ يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أَلْفٌ وَإِنْ يَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ يَغْلِبُوا أَلْفًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. If we have 20, they will be able to overcome 200. One equal 10. Subhanallah. Did you notice something here? The reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1 equals 10. If you donate a dollar, you will have reward of 10, not dollar. Then if 100 of believers, they prepared themselves to defend the religion, they will be able to defeat 1,000. The same idea. 1 equals 10. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the ability of His servant. الْآنَ خَفَّفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكُمْ. In the first ayah, Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Because they don't understand the purpose of life. Disbelievers, when they fight, they have no idea which cause for them to fight against believers. But for believers, always in the entire history, when the believers fight, they know what is the main purpose for their fight, what is their main goal to reach out. They know this life is temporary. They only looking for hereafter to be rewarded over there. Then, الآن خفف الله عنكم. Allah lightened it for you because He knows that you are weak and you will not be able one to fight against 10 of His enemies. Allah reduced the number. If you have 100 patient, will be able to defeat 200. One equal two. Still, don't look at your power, physical power. Don't look at your number because has no relation with the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the history for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the battles that he did, never ever the two sides were equal. For battle of Badr, the verses was revealed because of it. Muslims were 313 fighters and disbelievers were 1,000. Subhanallah, one equal three. In the battle of Uhud, Muslims were 700 people and disbelievers were 3,000. More than one equal three. Subhanallah. And in Mu'tah, subhanallah, Ghazwat Mu'tah, believers were 3,000 or even Al-Ahzab before the trench, the battle of the trench. Muslims were 3,000 and disbelievers were 10,000. Subhanallah. Look like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't worry about the number, how many people will fight, but we need to have the patience. إِيَّكُمْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ 20 patient. يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنِ. They will win against 200. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Believers know, but disbelievers, they don't know. We know our mission. We know our goal. We know our Lord, Almighty Allah. We know that we will be rewarded in hereafter. This life is temporary life for us. Yeah, we have to work hard to maintain our life here, but this is not the end. Like, when we move quickly after that, just to understand what's going on, especially with the good news that we receive about our brothers and sisters in Syria, mashallah. This is, you know, it will be a good, a glad tidings for true believers only. If you feel happy for what Allah did for them, this is a good sign for you. If somebody feel jealous, we still have some people, they are not happy for what happened to them. Even we have no relation, no benefit from them, but we really we have to be happy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected our brothers and sisters in any particular spot on earth. And this is our dream, to have all believers around the world that to be protected and to be in the safe side and that Allah will grant them His victory. Allahumma ameen. And now, when we look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it, it's not based on the power that they have. It's based on the sincerity that they have in their heart and the patience that they hold it. Almost 13 years or 14 years, they were waiting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave permission on the time that He decided, not we decided. And just we have to understand that Allah has a permission in a certain time. When Allah gave the permission, that we will obtain the victory of Allah Azza wa Jal. We should not change our mind. We should not run away from the battle. The life that we are in, it's a main battle for us. This is the main battle for the war that we are fighting against our own selves against our shayateen, against our satans, even against our desires. Subhanallah, 24/7, we are fighting to stay firm in our religion. And don't give up. And don't say, I'm tired. It's done. Subhanallah, who's the loser? The one who will change his mind. The one who will give everything and just choose to live an easy life. To go quickly to conclude the benefit for today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell who? Disbelievers. Subhanallah, it's ajeeb. Ya ayyuhal nabi, قل لمن في أيديكم من الأسرى. Tell the captive of the disbelievers that you captured them in your hands. إن يعلم الله في قلوبكم خيرا يؤتكم خيرا مما أخذ من. If Allah knows about any good in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that good with a lot of goodness from his sight. Khayran min, much better reward than what you lost. What was the story? In the battle of Badr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, they capture some disbelievers as asra, captives. And his uncle was among them, Al-Abbas, radiallahu anhu, before he became Muslim. He was a seer. And the companions, they said, we should not take ransom or money because of the uncle of Rasulullah. When Rasulullah heard that, he said, we will not release him even a single dirham. Dirham, which is the coins of money. The coins of gold. And he went to his uncle, subhanallah, and told him, O Abbas, you have to pay the money that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned for each one of you, for you and your nephew, Uqayl. He said, O Muhammad, you want me to stretch my hand to people of Mecca because of the poverty? He said, no. You have to pay money from what you left for your wife, Ummul Fadl, in Mecca. And you told her, if I get killed in the battle of Badr, you have the money will be enough for you and your kids for the rest of the life. And he looked at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, who told you? He said, Jibreel came to me and taught me about your money. He said, I bear witness there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah, and I bear witness that you are the true messenger of Allah. And he became a Muslim in that time. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned the money to him back because of Islam, not because of his relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what should we do? If Allah told disbelievers, if Allah knows good, any good in your heart, Allah will multiply it for you. And how about us? What we claim that we do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have more right than disbelievers. If Allah gave them chance when they did a lot of bad actions, but they have a chance to return back to Allah and to repent, and Allah will accept from them. And we have more right than disbelievers. My encouragement for all of us today, whatever you did in the past, just forget it. Return back to Allah. Confirm your intention. I will be good, O my Lord. Just help me out to be good Muslim and to stay firm in my religion. Allah will be happy with all of us, inshallah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran. Taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum. See you tonight, inshallah, after Isha prayer for the lecture of Aqeedah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.